County Attorney, and I'll briefly explain the procedures. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're considered to be legislative hearings. Council uses the information produced during the hearing to make a decision when it's appropriate to make a decision on whether or not the application should be granted. The procedure will follow is it will begin each hearing with a brief presentation by, tonight it will be Mr. Abbott from the Planning and Zoning Office. He will basically tell council what happened when these two applications were before the Planning and Zoning Commission. After that, council members may ask any questions to clarify themselves about what's up for consideration. Then we will call on the applicant, the person who filed the application, or if they do not prefer to speak, their representative to explain their application and why they're asking for the approval they're asking for. After the applicant's case is concluded, we will then open the floor to the public. First, we will ask if there's anyone present who has anything to say in support of the application. If no response is there, then we ask if anyone is present who wishes to oppose the application or to ask a question or express a concern. After both sides of the issue are heard, then council decides whether or not to close the public hearing or leave the record open if they believe there's some purpose for doing that. Both of these applications were deferred when they were before the commission. So that means council is unable to act until we get the recommendation of the commission. Does anybody have any questions about the procedure? One other thing, if you have a cell phone or a paging device, please turn it off or turn it to silent service. If you are here with a group and you're speaking on a particular matter and somebody in your group makes a statement you agree with, we would ask that you not applaud. We'd like to keep the proceedings orderly. Thank you very much.
The first application is conditional use 1778. It's the application of Timothy Elder to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for antiques, gifts, and produce and barbecue sales to be located on a certain parcel of land, line, and being in Baltimore, 100 Sussex County, containing 1 acre more or less, line on the westerly side of Double Bridges Road, which is also known as Road 363. 700 feet south of Muddy Neck Road, which is known as Road 361. The Planning Commission received comments from DelDOT, the County Engineering Department. The applicant was present and gave a presentation. There were no parties present in support of this application. Two persons spoke in opposition to the application. There were also photographs submitted of the site and the homes of the area. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to defer action since the site is located in Mr. Smith's area. He was absent at that public hearing. I'll pass down a copy of the survey of the site for you. On May the 1st, we received an additional comment from the Sussex Conservation District. They advised that the soils on the site are Hamilton loamy sand and Mullicub mucky sandy loam. With respect to erosion and sedimentation control, the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after construction. The farmland rating of the soils are prime farmland. There's no storm flood hazard area affected. It would not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. It's possible that it would be necessary for on-site drainage improvements. There is a ditch that runs along the center of the rear property line. And that's all we received to date, Mr. Griffin.
Okay. Council, have any questions for Mr. Abbott?
Is it scheduled for vote this?
It's on the agenda for the commission special meeting tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 3 at 3?
3 o'clock, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Do you have those pictures? Do you have pictures? Good. Pass them out. We'll look at them.
So we can't vote tonight.
No. Okay, Mr. Griffin, you want
to? Is the applicant present or represented?
For all of us to look at.
Yes, sir. Would you come forward and in addition to asking this gentleman to state his name and address before he makes a statement. If you make any statement, we need to have you do that so we can identify who's saying what. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Tim Elder. My address is 33319 Elder Lane, Ocean View.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to do?
Yes, sir. My intentions here are to, as I said, do a little produce stand with barbecue chicken and shave ice. Presently, I'm in business. I have been for a while in Bethany Beach since 1989. Always leased a spot there. This property I own, and my concept here was to have a little bit more control over my destiny run a tight operation out here. I'm known to run a tight ship. My plan out here is to all my storage is going to be in the garage itself. I'm not going to leave stuff out. It's not going to look like a flea market. I have put up a number of things on the list that I'm asking to sell, but my concept is for it to be a clean operation. Also, there has been some concern about the smoke from the barbecue smoker. My concept is to I'm going to be using a if I'm fortunate enough to get permission, a old hickory smoker. Now, this isn't like some of the other places like Bootsy's and VFW that have these old open pit smokers where you get a lot of smoke. This thing is contained. It's state of the art. It's run off of propane and one small log to give the stuff the flavor. There's not a lot of smoke. It's not like some of these other places. I know that's a concern. I've talked to Mr. Murray, the neighbor across the street, and I've assured him that I would address any concern that he had I, if I was fortunate enough to run anything out here. So essentially, that's my concept.
Does the council have any questions for Mr. Elder?
Tim, are the dwellings involved in this? Like, you got a dwelling on there? Because it said something, you need porta potties?
Well, I've heard that I might need porta potties. I don't know that. But I do have the dwelling that's there, the rental unit of mine. There's also an adjacent dwelling on the other side of the canal, right, which is also a rental unit that I have. I have people living in both of those properties.
Okay, so in other words, people driving up using this operation wouldn't be able to go in there and use the facilities because you got them rented to other
families.
That's correct.
Families. Yes, sir. My intention.
So you got two rental units. I'm looking at the site plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you got people living in the house, mm-hmm, where is the produce stand and all that stuff going to be located?
Well, the
I don't see it on here.
If you see the garage, right?
Right, off to the left.
Yeah, basically my plan is it's very minimal. There is no construction to speak of. I'm talking about putting a canopy out in front of that garage, and then the smoker would be off to the left of that, and then I have a canopy over here where I might put a picnic table or two for some people that want to sit down and eat. But essentially, that's it. And then, you know, some sort of a stand, a wooden structure to put the produce on, similar to what you see on the...
And you're only proposing three parking places?
Well, at this point, that's what my engineer said was required of me. But if that were an issue, I guess DelDOT would.
Well, no, I think the county, Shane, isn't it the county? We have an ordinance, right?
He would have to have one space for each 200 square feet of retail area.
Okay, but employees and stuff, there's only three places.
One for every two employees on the largest shift, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm planning on it being just a two-man operation at most. Now, as you see, I've got a lot of space there, mm-hmm, on that 1 acre. Everything's kind of crammed to the left. I mean, my employees could park pretty much anywhere on there. And the way this, I've been told that the way the loop comes in front of my rental property there, that DelDOT may require me to close off one of those entrances. But there is plenty of room for additional parking if need be. I just deferred to my engineer who said that's what I needed.
Any other questions for Mr. Elder?
I have some questions. Where would the antiques be? Would they out?
Well, the antiques would be in the garage itself, and then I might pull a couple out to set out front during the day, and then we put them back in.
But go ahead.
But it would be out of sight. I'm not leaving them out overnight or anything like that.
And gifts would be where?
In the same, underneath this canopy. One of my businesses on the boardwalk, I sell gifts. We have wall hangings and things like that. We actually store them. This garage I use for storage for those products. So it'd just be a matter of pulling a couple things out and tying it in with the produce, kind of giving it a country appeal motif kind of thing.
How important is the barbecue feature?
Well, it's important to me. I think it's got potential there. I don't see it as being a major operation anytime, but it is important to me. I've got several other locations throughout the county, another conditional use permit pending. I don't know, I think maybe a couple months that comes up, and I have the same kind of concept there. So really, my concept is to do this in several locations and create, quite a business, employing, a lot of people. Now, this place here, it might be 2 to 5 people that I employed this summer. But having said that, my intentions are to have several of these.
And if they're working there, they would be using the porta potty? That would
yes,
be a permanent
ma'am.
Installation there?
Yes. Well, yeah, it would be a porta potty per health code regulations.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed a couple other places have that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Boosty's got that on 26. I think the demand is there for the barbecue. I hope it is.
Any other questions or comments from council? All right. We'll open it up to the public if you want to have a seat. Thank
you. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Diane Camoli. I live on 24 Reaping Way, approximately a half a mile from the operation in question. I would like to express opposition to it because that entire stretch currently does not have a commercial food operation, nor do we wish to see one there. In fact, the only current operation, commercial operation, is Melson's Funeral Home, who has proven to be a very good and non-intrusive neighbor. We would like very much to see that entire stretch from Route 26 clear to the Canal Bridge remain as residential as possible so as to not have a negative impact on those of us homeowners who bought in that region specifically because it was residential or agricultural. So we ask you please to give that consideration. Thank you.
Thank you.
C-O-M-O-L-L-I. You're welcome.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this matter? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized.
We'll close the record, I believe.
We'll close the record.
We will have to defer until planning.
Yes, motion to defer.
I have a motion to defer. Is
there second.
A motion second to defer. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Application is deferred until planning and zoning makes a ruling. It'll then be put back on the agenda for a vote and discussion by council.
Next, CZ 1641.
This is the application of Thomas E. Frank to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district. For a certain parcel of land lying in Dean and Baltimore 100 Sussex County. Line.
Jane, can I interrupt you? Mr. Cole has a conflict of interest, so he's going to be excusing
himself.
I should have done that before I let you start. I'm sorry.
Okay. This is application of Thomas Frank to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County. lying west of Muddy Neck Road, Road 361, and northwest of Parker House Road, known as Road 362, to be located on 3.93 acres more or less. The commission held their hearing on April 30th of this year. We received additional comments from the Sussex Conservation District. They advise that the soils are Herlock sandy loam and Mullica mucky sandy loam, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion sediment control practice during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. The farmland rating of the soils are of statewide importance and prime farmland if drained. There's no storm flood hazard area affected. It's not likely that it would be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. It's possible that it will be necessary for on-site drainage improvements, and no tax ditch was affected. The applicants were present and gave a presentation. They also submitted an exhibit booklet earlier today. I provided each of you a copy of that booklet. That's a part of the record. The commission received comments from DelDOT, County Engineering Department. The applicant, his attorney, and a representative of an engineering firm were present and gave a presentation. There were no parties present in support of this application. Seven people spoke in opposition to the application. There was a motion and second and carried unanimously to defer action since the site was located in Mr. Smith's area. Once again, he was absent from that hearing. Since this application was advertised, our office itself has received 33 letters in opposition to this. We've made copies. I'll pass those down. And that's all I have at this time, Mr. Griffin.
Any questions from council?
Mr. Griffin.
Okay.
Robin has received 369 letters in opposition.
In addition to these?
In addition to these.
I did not copy them, so they're in the record.
They'll be made a part of the record.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions or comments from Mr. Abbott?
Sally?
Good evening. For the record, my name is Heidi Balliette. I'm with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here on behalf, or with the applicant. American Senior Housing, LLC, is a limited liability company. With me tonight is Thomas Frank. He's the sole member of the LLC and the owner of the parcel. Also with me is Mark Davidson, engineering consultant with DC Group. The way I've presented in the past, since it's my first time before the new council, is I've normally presented the legal record, and Mr. Davidson would be presenting the engineering side, and then we would field questions for you. So if that's the manner you wish me to proceed, I will do so. The application before you proposes a change from AR1 to B1 zoning. Currently, this property is a vacant parcel of land. The site formerly had residential structures located on it. They have since been removed. And our request is for the zoning change from B1 or to B1, which would permit neighborhood business uses. I would like to clarify for the record this evening that what we're presenting is the change of zone. Some of the information we may be presenting will reflect some of the information we've prepared for a proposed site plan. But what we're seeking tonight is not site plan approval, and that's for the benefit and to avoid confusion for everyone in the room. That what we're seeking is change of zone, not an approval of the site plan. In support of the client's application for change of zone, we've submitted our project booklet, which you all should have as a part of the record, and we'll refer to that from time to time this evening, and I would also like to have that included as a part of our record this evening. In support of the application, I'm going to raise a few points from that as well as from some of the other materials we'll reference. The applicant's future plan does propose neighborhood-type business use, which, for the record, are permitted uses under 11568 of the B1 zoning code. The stated purpose of the code for a B1 district is, quote, to provide primarily for retail shopping and personal service uses to be developed either as a unit or in individual parcels to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low-density, or medium-density residential neighborhoods. What's very important to our application is the immediate vicinity around us and the surrounding uses. Immediately adjacent to our property, or technically across the road, is Melson Funeral Home. That has already been zoned as B1 by the county. The second parcel, Shady Dell Park, is zoned GR. Summerfield is zoned MR. Providence is zoned as MR and is an RPC. Hunter's Mill, which is across the street, is located technically in the town of Ocean View, and it is an RPC as well. There is an unconfirmed non-conforming use across the street from our parcel that is currently used for the sale of produce and appears to be under expansion at the current time, but Mr. Lank could not confirm with me when that was originally used. Our site is therefore surrounded by parcels that have already been upzoned by the county. This parcel, we believe, is an appropriate site for consideration for a higher zoning and would not be out of character with the comprehensive plan or the zoning maps for Sussex County. What was eye-opening for me, and you can see in the very back of the project booklet, are the maps of the area. We've pulled the maps from 1937 to date, and you can see, starting with the 1992 area map, a significant change in this area. The 2007 area map shows the entire surrounding region, which you'll also see in the surrounding boards that we have, having been developed, except for a relatively few small parcels, and this applicant's parcel of land. Our proposal is that B1 is the best use of this parcel of land based on the fast-paced growth this area has seen. A significant concern we recognize is that the use of this property strictly under AR1 uses would be offensive to surrounding property owners. If we use it for the agricultural farming purposes, dog kennels or animal stables, we believe those uses would not be compatible with the neighboring uses any longer, and, as I said, would be offensive. The applicant has therefore studied its plan for future use under the B1 zoning. In order to have a harmonious relationship with the neighboring parcels, in your booklet we did include proposed restrictions. And I would like to clarify for the record, we understand that council cannot impose those restrictions or impose conditions on this parcel, but our applicant is readily willing to self-impose these restrictions against the parcel so that not all of the B1 uses would be used on the site, that we would be using those that would be in harmony. Some of the restrictions that we propose, one significant one is that any commercial type structure or business structure would look architectural in style, that it would look like the residential area. And that's not hard to do with today's architectural architects out there. We've proposed a pedestrian walkway access from adjacent properties, particularly behind Shady Dell, to the site so people could walk there and be able to use the site. There would be no open storage of materials. We would have limited hours of operation, so we wouldn't have the concern with a bar or different type of use, particularly those things that would create loud noise or be offensive late at night. We have talked to surrounding property owners, or the applicant has, and has proposed a privacy fence, has also proposed vegetative buffers around the property, and has proposed to, especially the Providence community, that some of the HVAC be screened and the noise be minimized. So they are just some of the self-imposed restrictions. The utility services to the site are, as Mr. Abbott said, there is sewer service to the site. We've been allocated with 12 EDUs, and the water would be provided by Tidewater. And you do have a letter in your booklet as well. For traffic, there have been no objections by DLDOT to the proposed use. And our proposed plan provides for ample parking. And as I said, this is not a site plan approval, but we've been able to determine that there's enough area to accommodate the business as well as the parking. As far as the need for the community, this site is currently in the desirable Ocean View area. Some of the possible business uses that we believe would complement the area would be a restaurant, a bakery, hair salon, flower shop, small grocery type market, doctor's offices, and various professional type offices, just to name a few. Many of the current business that would service this area are in the town of Bethany or on Route 26, which can be difficult to reach during the height of the summer season. B1 uses are not out of character with the neighborhood. In fact, as I stated earlier, many of the AR1 uses are out of character. The surrounding parcels have been higher zoned, including the adjacent parcel to our site being B1, are consistent with the uses already approved by the county and would be consistent with this application. As stated earlier, the applicant wants to support the neighborhood with personal service and business so that residents receive the public benefit of the convenience of these business services and can avoid travel on Route 26. B1 uses will not be an adverse use that would reduce property values. As I stated earlier, many of the AR1 permitted uses would have the potential to reduce property values. The look and the feel of the complex we propose being a residential style and complementary. The restrictions we proposed would help minimize many of the concerns with it being a blemish in the neighborhood. The walking path would be something that would be an amenity to help and also create homogeneity between all the parcels. We are not proposing a large complex. The initial engineering calculations, what we've proposed is approximately 3 9,000 square foot buildings, which would be a total of 20,000 square foot of space. So the applicant's findings indicate a desire for overall residents in the larger area for general business type uses. The applicant recognizes this and wants to fulfill that need. The land use and development trends in this area would allow this land to be an appropriate site for neighborhood business. In fact, the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan has this property in the environmentally sensitive developing area. It identifies and permits the type of proposed use in the plan, and it states, quote, uses should be limited to neighborhood shopping and businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. And this area is definitely of that type. Furthermore, the plan states that, quote, careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. This type of B1 use is the applicant's intended goal. To support the local community with business that they desire that are close to home, rather than traveling on Route 26 and other roads that may be congested in the height of the summer season. A rezone to B1 would permit and be consistent with those uses in the immediate area. It's not overly broad to permit uses set forth in the B1 zone. In fact, they would be more consistent. A rezone is appropriate in this matter to eliminate the need for keep returning to the county for conditional uses under the AR1 zoning. The small size of the neighborhood business complex also meets the needs of the concerns of the comprehensive plan directives. It's not a large complex with a lot of runoff. It is a relatively small site, and the stormwater can be kept on site and not create additional pollutants for the Inland Bay region. Having the infrastructure in place for sewer and water also satisfies the comprehensive plan. So lastly, the granting of the change of zone is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. It promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County, and the adoption of the change of zone is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. I will ask Mr. Davidson to come forward and address the engineering on the site, and then we can field some questions from you.
Good evening. My name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Design Consultants Group in Milton, Delaware. Kind of go over Ms. Balliet. She covered a lot of the aspects of this piece of property, wanting to be zoned into being rezoned as B1 general neighborhood business within the county. She's also covered some of the aspects of what we did to put together the environmental report and to put this project together as a whole. In the booklet, we've provided several documents which you can review, but some of the things I'm going to highlight a little bit this piece of property actually was, Mr. Frank had bought two pieces of property and joined them together as one, identified as tax map 13416, parcel 382. The first parcel that he had purchased was a little over 3 acres. And as Ms. Bally had said, it had an existing dwelling on it. Then he came back and several months later bought an approximately 1 acre strip of ground about 60 feet wide that runs along the south property line of Providence that connects back to Shady Dell Park. This totaling 3.93 acres. As Ms. Bally had stated, that we are in a state strategies for spending level two. Again, the property is within the Sussex County 2007 Comprehensive Plan update. In the booklet under the state planning section, we do have a letter of no objection from the state planning office. They have no objections to this rezoning. It's in the form of an email that was sent by Mr. Brian Hall. Some of the goals of the comprehensive plan update in the state's Livable Delaware initiative with respect to growth and developing areas. And in the booklet, I've provided some maps. I've provided the future land use map that came out of the comprehensive plan. And you can see that this area is in a developing area. Some of the stated goals that made up the comprehensive plan was a wide variety of business uses should be allowed. And again, the stated purpose of a B1 is to direct of the B1 district is to provide primarily for retail, shopping, and personal services uses to be developed either as a unit or in individual parcels to serve the needs of the relatively small area. It also talks about the proximity to an incorporated municipality municipal area. And again, in the according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the potential municipal annexation areas and areas of concern map, this property is located in an annexation area for the town of Ocean View. The presence of existing sewer and public water service nearby. Again, it was stated that we are in the South Ocean View Sanitary Sewer District. There is a connection to the piece of property here. The plan plans by the county to provide public sewer within 5 years. There's a letter in the booklet by the Sussex County Engineering Department stating that this property has 15 EDUs allocated to it. Any upgrades to the sewer along the front will be made by Mr. Frank during the planning of this site. Water, again, was served by Tidewater Utilities, and the Willing and Able letter is in the booklet. Location on or near major roads. Muddy Neck Road and Parker House Road is classified as a major collector road according to the Sussex County functional classification map provided by the Delaware Department of Transportation and as it was approved by the Federal Highway Administration. The character and intensity of the surrounding development, Ms. Bally had already stated that with the general residential area in the area, this property is located across from a B1, which is directly across the street to this site. The area's environmental character. Again, it was stated that this is in the environmentally sensitive developing area. In the booklet, I prepared an environmental assessment report, which was part of the ordinance that we had to submit this report for the application. In this, and I'll just give a quick briefing on what's inside this report here, is there's a wetlands evaluation by Kenneth W. Redinger Environmental Services. He did a wetlands evaluation, found that there was no wetlands out here. He also did a natural habitat, found out that there was no endangered species within the site. There's some extensive soils work that was done within the booklet here. We also did a nutrient assessment of the site under the pollution control strategies, their new protocol. We provided a report for this, and as you can see in the report, the findings that we, with the development of this site, we will be reducing the nitrogen and phosphorus that are mandated under the pollution control strategy. One of the things that Mr. Frank had done on both pieces of property and is included in the report, he had phase one environmental site assessments done for the properties, and there was nothing found out there that was of detriment to the site. Mr. Frank clearly recognized that there was a need to meet the demand for and create a balance between places of work and shopping and residences that would provide alternative options for the area residents and to help seek reduction in traffic congestion on major roadways in the area, particularly Route 26. In the booklet, and as part of that, we submitted an application to the Department of Transportation for a letter of no objection. And part of that letter of no objection, we had to provide some pretty extensive upgrades to the roadway out here on Muddy Neck Road. The entrance, the only entrance that will be given for this site will be off Muddy Neck Road. I've provided a conceptual overlay of what the major improvements will have to be. And again, that plan is in your booklet, but not only will he have to provide for safe travel way into his site with deceleration lanes and a left turn lane, but he will also be providing a left turn lane for Bridal Reds of States coming in. So this will allow, and then there will be travel lanes on the outside of that. Shoulders will be expanded 5 feet on either side. Bike lanes will be put in. Also, we are one of the other, he had to dedicate right-of-way in order to have this done, as well as he's providing a multimodal path. He's going to provide a 15-foot wide permanent easement to DelDOT for the placement of a 10-foot wide multimodal easement for safe access for pedestrians to and from the site. So the applicant will meet or he will exceed all of DelDOT's requirements during the planning of this site. One of the other aspects, again, being in the environmentally sensitive developing district, we do in the booklet, I won't go through all of them, but there is a section under ESDDOZ that covers all the requirements that this site has to meet per your code for the development of this project, and the list is in the booklet. And finally, you know, the project as proposed utilizes good design and development practices to promote compatibility of adjacent uses. It minimizes the impacts of the natural resources and it achieves the program objectives of the local road system.
We'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Does the council have any questions for the applicant? Like we're going to get off easy. All right, thank you very much.
Could I have my client do the affirmation for the record? Just
yes, ma'am.
Mr. Frank, would you come forward, please?
Hello, my name is Thomas E. Frank, and I do affirm the statements made by the...
Well, let me ask you the question.
Sorry.
Yes. Did you hear the comments that I made and that Mr. Davidson made on your behalf this evening?
Yes, I did.
Are the statements accurate to the best of your knowledge?
I believe they are,
And
yes.
Would you wish to affirm those statements to be accepted into the record?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Thank you.
And your name and address again, please.
Thomas E. You got the whole middle name?
That's all
Thomas
right.
E. Frank, F-R-A-N-K.
We're after you.
And my permanent residence is at 2000 Mason Hill Drive, Alexandria, Virginia, 22307. Our secondary residence is 121 Wellington Parkway, Bethany Beach.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does that conclude the presentation? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Okay, there are a number of you. We'll just do this in order. Starting on the left side, we'll work our way down and then go to the right side.
Any left here?